other thing must have been a button on my shirt or something. Take your Bible, if you will, please, to the book of John, St. John chapter number 16. St. John chapter number 16. St. John chapter 16, you find the place you're able to stand, verse number 1. Here's the Lord Jesus Christ speaking. These things I have spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues, and yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God a service. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, that you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I said I not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. But now I go my way unto him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for the goodness of God that led and brought us to a place of repentance. We thank you for salvation that is free, for everyone that will receive it, for everlasting to those that do. Now, bless, I pray, the service today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, and be seated. I'm going to preach on the real deal versus religious nuts. In the day and hour that we're living in, make no mistake about it, is that here's what's wrong in the day we live in, is that the pulpit and the pulpiteers have violated Isaiah 30, verse number 10, whenever God said, I want you to see what's going on, say to the seers, and the people were rebellious, said, we don't want you to see what's going on. We don't want right things. We want smooth things. I'm going to tell you, our job is to see what's going on in the country and going wrong and say something about it. We got a lot of people who can see what's going on and see what's wrong, but they don't want to say nothing about it. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you'll find out is that there's a danger. We're in a world of danger that's coming at us on every side. In fact, it's worse than we ever imagined, and it's going to get worse and worse till Jesus comes again. Do you realize and know that it's always been that way? Do you realize at all that there was a man by the name of Stephen? The Apostle Paul stood with the clothes of the people as they stoned him to death because he was a child of God and because what he had to say pricked their hearts in conviction. Do you remember a man by the name of Cain back in the Bible? And he rose up in anger and slew his brother Abel because Abel was righteous and Cain was religious but wicked. Do you realize and know that in this day and hour that we're living in, that danger comes from every side bombarding us? I want to tell you right now, we live in a world where people have been tortured and killed and are being tortured and killed even as we speak right now. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you what you'd better learn. I was sitting there watching. A news flash came on someplace from the scratch chicken house or chicken place that has fried chicken in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, if I got it right. Somebody drove by there, shot one and killed it, injured five or six more. You just never know, but in the day we live in. They walk in church houses, they walk in a business, they walk in a school, etc., etc., and etc. I mean, why in the name of God would our country be safe with the godless, low-life law enforcement that we've got running the country? Now, it won't take them long to lock you up and find something to indict you and to throw you back behind or under the jail. I want to say to you right now, every time they come up, they say, well, you know, hey, we've got some people. These are people that need to be understood. They're retarded. Why aren't they in a retard school somewhere? Talk to me about you're shooting up my family and house and this and that, talking about retarded, smart enough to fill out a gun app. I just wanted to say to you that, if you will, did you see that little old advertisement this week on the Navy? God bless you, Navy boys. Thank you for your service. Well, this dude here is advertised for the Navy, and he's got his little, he got his look-alike late girl suit on, and then he goes back to his Navy or military suit, and then back to that right there. And that's what's promoting the Navy. I want to say to you that, if you will, that I can promise you that there's not another pulpit across the country that we know of that's going to say anything about it. Now, there's few across the country that will. But I got to tell you right now is you got to be careful about what you yoke up with, or you be on the news with some religious nut that you thought was all right. Now, I'm going to tell you right now is that I've been with you now, what, coming up this June, 29 years. Now, if you don't know where we stand, what we believe, and all that business there, I've wasted your time and you're wasting mine. We're going to miss you and goodbye. But I got to tell you right up front, dear friend, that Jesus Christ said, I want to tell you that it's going to come a time that whoever kills you is thinking they do God a service. And you know, in this lesson that we're looking at, it's an evil, wicked, godless world. That thing over there at Allen, not Mike Allen, but Allen, Texas, and all that business there. And I don't have all the information I want on that, but I'm just I'm at a loss for words. My heart goes out to those people. In this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, we could go on and on and on, but I want you to notice is that what you have to do in life is that when there's a problem arises, you better face the reality of it, you'd better deal with it, and then get it behind you and go on, because if you don't, then it'll drag you down the rest of your life. I'm not going to live in fear and live in a closet and every time the doorbell rings and this and that. You know what the problem is, don't you? You watch Legion. You ever see that where that old woman was sitting there? She comes into that restaurant, and boy, it ain't long that demon possessed her. Long she was getting her way, she's nice and nice and nice. And the minute she wasn't, buddy, she turned into the devil she is, and she went to running across the ceiling.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. If you hadn't seen that, you ought to see it at least one time. It's got way too much language, but you'll forget all about that when she goes running across that ceiling. I want to say to you that, if you will, make no mistake about it, you've got to learn how to deal with problems that come up in life. And by the way, there are going to be some. Let me tell you right now, if you go to a Baptist church where there's preaching, there's going to be a problem. If you go to a Baptist church where there ain't nothing but a business meeting, there's going to finally be a problem. You're not going to get away from dealing with a problem in the world that you're living in. You better learn how to deal with it, face the reality of it, and then move on. Over there in the book of Philippians, chapter number 4, the Bible said in verse number 6 and verse number 7, listen to the passage. He says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." I got to tell you right now is you're going to need that down the road sooner or later. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 13, verse number 14. I want you to listen to what the passage there says. He said, "Brethren, I count not myself but to have apprehended, but this one thing I do." You ain't got to do a bunch, but here's one thing you'd better do. "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Hey, you know what the devil's trying to do? Trying to knock you out of the race.
Yes, sir.
See, in this Bible lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out is that every now and again, you're going to meet somebody that's just a religious nut. And you're not going to be able to deal with all of them. You're not going to be able to handle all of them at one time. Just handle them one at a time. And let me tell you right now is you've just got to be able to know that thou art God as you speak unto the Lord in prayer, and beside thee there's none else. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, notice if you will please, is that in Matthew chapter number 11. Now don't lose the idea of your text, but there's a passage over there in the book of Matthew. It's in chapter number 11. And that we want to look at, Matthew chapter 11 and about verse number 12. I want to say that whenever you look there in that chapter, you've got to remember and know that here's what he warns about and says. He says, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. And I'm going to tell you, the devil's always been, he is right now, and will be tomorrow, until Jesus comes again and throws him into hell where he rightfully belongs. The violent take it by force. Now in this Bible lesson that you're looking at here, religious nuts want to take it over, and they want to try to force their way in. They want to force what they're going to say. They want to force, and they hate to have to leave and to be shamed to leave, but I'm glad you don't let them stay. And let me say to you that if you make no mistake about it, Jesus said that they wanted to come and make him king over there in the book of John chapter 6 and about verse number 15, and they wanted to come and make him king by force. Now let me say to you, if you're not careful, you'll pick up on that same ideology from independent Baptists. And you cannot force your way into the family of God. You cannot force your way into the kingdom of God. You cannot force your way upon the Lord for him to endorse whatever project that you get involved in next. And I want to tell you something. It's hard to not just jump on somebody's bandwagon, but you better realize and know that the band that's playing may not have the same tune that's in harmony with the Lord Jesus Christ. In this Bible lesson, let me say to you, make no mistake about it, is that number one, I've got about three little things that I want to tell you in this sermon. One is that when we read our text over there, he said, I not only want to remind you and tell you about the danger and tell you about the threat, that whosoever kills you is going to do it and thinking they're doing God a service. Hey, do you realize to know that the Bible said over there in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3, verse 1, that in the last days perilous times shall come, dangerous times shall come? Now, Jesus is here warning us about the fact that he's preparing us for danger. People that want to kill you, is that dangerous enough? People, buddy, that think they're doing God a service when they're let me tell you right now, there's nothing more dangerous in this world than a religious nut. See? In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to find out in verse number 4 that he reminds us again. So when the time comes, now, it's not like the Lord saying, now look, there's some people out there who want to kill you, but if you're lucky enough to miss that, no. He's telling them when the time comes. And let me tell you right now, it's coming. It's not even at the door, no doubt about that. And so the government's so stupid. Of course, I mean, look at America. Look at what we've done. We've bred so many idiots, they voted in Joe Biden. And a woman by the name of Kamala, I don't know what the camel's name is, but I don't like her. I want to say to you that, if you will, that's the shape of the country that we're in. What was that, looked like a black Beetlejuice? What was her name that was up there in mayor of Chicago? And, you know, what was her name? Y'all remember her name? You know what I'm talking about, huh? And let me say to you that, if you will, she's a bold old heifer. And there she is, a lesbo. And there she was, you know, and a reporter attacking her and about crime being worse than it's. And she said, well, it's not true, but go ahead with your question. And they wanted to get rid of her, and they voted in a black man that's as crazy or crazier than what she is. Now, that's their problem. I don't feel sorry for Chicago. Lightfoot. And she looked like a black Beetlejuice. Lori Lightfoot. Yeah, that's her. I mean, you get around her. If I ever get around her, I'm going to say, Lori Lightfoot. Three times. That's what you had to say to Beetlejuice, and he popped up out of there. Hey, welcome Walmart shoppers with a thing running around. Jesus said, I'm going to tell you, there's people out there wanting to kill you, and when the time comes. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into this Bible lesson and all that, he said, I want you, when the time comes, I want you to remember what I told you. Now, I've been doing this thing a long time. And let me tell you right now, I've had lots of disturbances in church and after church and before church, during church, and y'all have been as there. Now, I want to tell you right now is I don't know what it'll take to knock you out of the saddle, but the devil's going to find it out, and that's exactly what will take place if you're not careful. I'm in this for the long haul. And that doesn't mean there's not danger. Oh, yeah, there's danger on every hand. But Jesus warned us about it, and here's what he said. Here's how dangerous that it is. They're going to come in and kill you and think they're doing God a service. Now, do you realize or know that persecution comes from these religious leaders all across the country, always has? You know, our forefathers that were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, for over 2,000 years, they got persecuted from the Roman Catholic Church, from the Greek Orthodox Church, from the Islamic bunch. Do you realize to know that here's a crowd, and you'll find that under Catholicism, they killed people, and they would take and they would bless the instruments they used in torture, and they would torture those Christians that were preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. There was a law that was passed by one of those hierarchy popes, that nobody in the country could be found with a copy of the Word of God in their language in this land. When you study history like that and you begin to learn, no wonder they didn't want it. And a fellow by the name of William Tyndale, he said, is that you can tell the Pope that if I live here many years, I'll have the average plowboy knowing more Bible than the Pope does. Now, you're talking about people laying it on the line. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, and listen, we got a pretty easy task among us. I mean, all we got to do is read it, believe it, proclaim it. And yet somehow or another it pays more and get more money. I mean, y'all treat me like I'm a king, but in the world we're living in, they'd rather have more money sell another book than preach the unadulterated word of the Lord. Jesus said that when it comes, the time comes, I want you to remember what I told you. You know what Islam does, don't you? Islam, they've killed people that somehow or another while they're trying to defend Allah. In the Inquisition in the 1500s, 1520 to 1620, in the Inquisition, make no mistake about it, there were people that were Christians that were slain, they were sawn asunder, they were slaughtered, they were starved, they were beaten, they were burned, and et cetera, et cetera. Jesus said, I want to remind you so when the time does come. You want to see how some of them died? Read Hebrews 11. In this Bible lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, number three, we live in a world that's religious without Christ. I can remember, I mentioned Pete Hedsick, whatever his name is, on Fox. I remember when I used to like him. Now he's got him one of them duck tails, and it looks like a duck's butt just hanging out the back of his head and on the news, and when he turns his head and all that right there. I've tried to look up a place. Of course, you know, you always got to go through a whole chain of stuff. It's like, hey, for this, press one. For that, press two. For three and four. Time I got to 15 presses, I quit. Why can't you just call somebody and say, hey, give them time to run over this. Tell old butt-looking Pete Hedsick that it looks like he's got a hairdo with a duck's butt sticking out the back of his head. That he looks ridiculous. He's not conservative anymore. I can tell you what you'll do is, and you mark my word for it, that if you want to, the rest of your life you pay close attention. You're going to have trouble with short-haired women and long-haired men. They showed some little old hippie-looking dude with his hair down to here and all the way around, and he's, could y'all join me in prayer? And then he gave that tic-tac-toe sign, you know, and went praying all that. He don't have a clue what's going on. I want to say to you that we live in a world of religion without Christ. Paul the Apostle, remember that? Before he got saved, he used to go and arrest Christians. And not only that, but he would speak against them. And not only that, but he stood with the clothes of them that stoned Stephen to death. But one day on the road to Damascus, God got hold of his heart, and he got saved by the wonderful, marvelous, and the grace of God. Do you know the whole time he was arresting him, he thought he was doing God a service? Do you realize, though, is that there's nothing that's more dangerous than a religious nut that thinks they're doing God a service? Now, let me tell you the reason why it's that way. It's because we're not home yet, children. Matthew chapter number 6 and verse 19 and 20. Lay not up for yourself treasures in heaven where moth doeth come and thieves break through and steal. Lay not up on this earth treasures where thieves break through and steal, but lay your treasures up in heaven where thieves cannot break. Now I got it right. I want to say to you, make no mistake about it, is that you're going to find out there's always been, they are right now, they will be tomorrow, thieves that'll show up down at the house of God. If they don't show up today, they'll show up. Sooner or later, they're going to show up. And the reason being is because they'd like to put terror in your heart. They'd like to scare you. But the Lord reminds us, lest we be discouraged. Revelation 21, I'm closing. Verse 4. The Bible said, and God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death. That's going to be a welcome sight. And neither shall there neither sorrow nor crying, and neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Now I'm going to tell you, we live in a world that somehow or another that has just got more religious nuts than you can shake a stick at. And they're growing leaps and bounds. And it's going to be that way till Jesus shall come again. I'm not going to have to fool with it very much longer myself. But many of you, if the Lord tarries his coming, are going to have to deal with it for a long time. Long time. You know why it is? You know why it is that in the day and hour that we're living in? I appreciate all of you, and I appreciate your love for Christ, and I appreciate your dedication and trying to train these boys and girls. Let me tell you, that's a difficult task to educate your children, but that's our job. But you know what happened many years ago is that the public school system by the United States government came into being. And now, as a result of that, all them kids, they look alike, they think alike, they walk alike, they talk alike, they defy God alike. And let me tell you, is that you're going to find out evil communications will corrupt good manners. Oh, yeah, you get around that world a little bit. Let one of these boys go to showing favor to somebody they really like. They're going to want to look like them, act like them, talk like them. And it won't be long. And when you try to correct them, you don't have near the authority with them that I do with him or who, her or whoever that it is. That's right. I want to close with that thought. Upon your heart, Jesus warned us, you're either the real deal or a religious nut. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Our Father, thank you for loving us. We thank you for your watch care over us. We thank you that thou art God from everlasting to everlasting, and beside thee there is none else. Now I pray your blessings upon every family represented here today and be with those that could not be. I pray you'd save the lost, lift up the downhearted, set the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.